Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter on Church at Home. We're sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to bringing you original Christianity restored for today. There are so many people that have terrible emotional problems, terrible spiritual problems, terrible sexual problems, who are out there, who the temptations of Satan, the devil, and the world is drawing them in and sucking the mental and spiritual strength right out of you. And you don't know where to go and you don't know where to turn. Whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, whether you're young, whether you're old, you need the true Jesus Christ. You need the true God. You need to understand the Word of God beginning right in your home. And I don't ask you to believe me. And we are not starting a following that you can follow me. I'm just a teacher and bringing the Word of God as a minister of God, which should be given to you in truth. Not mixed with personal opinion, not mixed with politics, because I'm going to tell you one tremendous, important truth that you need to learn. It is impossible to correct spiritual problems by political means. I'll repeat that. It is impossible to correct spiritual problems in your life, in the society around you, by political or human means, because the reason that it got the way that it is because by human and political means, the truth of the Bible has been changed and turned into a lie, as we will see here in just a little bit. Plus, Satan is very clever, and he has his agents, and he has his men, and he has his political leaders and religious leaders who you think, oh, wow, they're not in the church. Wrong. They're right smack in the middle of it at high levels, teaching things that are not correct, whether in politics or in religion. And as we have seen, and I want you to grasp and understand this. Political problems come because of the lack of true spiritual guidance and understanding. And that the politicians cannot change the way things are in the nation or in people's lives. And individually, psychologists can't tell you, psychiatrists can't tell you, and even most ministers and priests cannot tell you. Now, since we're talking about obsessed with sex, do you think that a pedophile priest, if you went and confessed your sins to him, say you have sexual sins, do you think that he could give you the true biblical advice when maybe he himself has an ongoing sexual problem? And look at the billions that the Catholic Church has had to spend to settle lawsuits for their pedophilia. This is not a new phenomenon. It's been going on ever since they said the priest must be celibate and the nuns must be virgins all their lives. Lie. They never were and are not and never will be, because they're asked to do something that God has said should not be. The New Testament says that everyone who is an overseer, now the King James says bishop. That's a wrong translation. It should be overseer. No priest in the New Testament, by the way, just teachers, pastors, evangelists, and leaders, overseers, must be the husband of one wife. Now that's the Word of God. I want to tell you another great principle you need to learn and remember and understand, which is this. And we have Church at Home videos on it. So be sure and use Church at Home. Download as many as you want to. Listen to them. Study them. Now, I know I just met a group of people recently who 10 of them gather together in one home. And they every Sabbath, they download Church at Home, a half-hour program, and they open up their Bibles. And they study along with the program and check the scriptures and see what the message, is it really true to the scriptures or not? And they put it on pause and have discussions of it and go on. That's all a perfect way of how to learn things through Church at Home. That's what this is intended for, because you're not going to learn the truth of God in your Sunday-keeping churches, and you're not going to learn them in the Catholic Church or the Protestant Church. Though they may give nice-sounding messages, they are essentially lawless. You need to check it out. You see, here at Christian Biblical Church of God and Church at Home, we have no political affiliation. We have no denominational affiliation. Church at Home is so you can learn the truth of the Bible. Christian Biblical Church of God, it's Christian because we follow Christ. Church because we do assemble together whenever there are enough people together for a group. And remember, Jesus said, wherever two or three gather together, there I am in the midst. So don't be afraid about Church at Home with just a few people. That is a benefit. Now, we're of God because we follow Jesus Christ and God the Father and the Scriptures and the truth. So, Christian, biblical, we follow the Word of God. Church, because we're the group or assembly of true believers. Of God, because it comes from God. And we begin with Church at Home. Now, what we're going to do is continue on and ask the question, how come America and the world has come to the point that they are so obsessed with sex that they are literally destroying themselves? Now, look at all of the problems that are facing us as nations, and especially in the UK and Britain and the United States. What's happening? Why do we have the problems that we do? How did we come to have these problems? Where did we go wrong? What are the forces behind it? And why do we have this feeling of oppression and heavy-handedness upon us? But I'll give you a little summary and then I'll show you how it happened. There are two major sins. Number one, we've turned our back on the true God and have rejected His word, and we've taken to ourselves the prerogative to decide what is right and wrong. And we have made personal opinion as sacred or more sacred than the Word of God. So I believe, I think. Well, my feeling is, and the Bible says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? God knows it. Well, you know, there's a way that seems right to a man or a woman, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. See, the truth is, God has set before us life and death, good and evil. He wants us to choose life that we may live. But since He's given free moral agency, He does not come down and stop anyone from choosing wrong, if that's what he or she wants to do. Number two, abortion. All the sex sins that go with it, all the drugs and everything that are of the same sin. And you begin to look at that. And you begin to look at your life, and you begin to look at the Word of God, and you will begin to understand why the world, the nation, people's lives, and your life is in such a mess. Now, God offers repentance and restoration, but you have to choose His way. And all of us must continually, every day, choose His way. So let's begin here and let's see why every great civilization going clear back to before the flood, the Tower of Babel, all the great empires, Babylon, Assyria, Persia, Greece, Rome, China, India, South American countries, why? They all came to an end. Look at where the philosophy of the world comes from Babylon through over to Greece and Greece to Rome. Look at that ancient empire. Look at the Parthenon where they had their gods. What is it? It's destroyed, isn't it? Look at every civilization, and you will see that they were destroyed because of the wrong God or no God, rejecting God, and sexual sins coupled with idolatry. That's what brought them all down. Now let's learn a lesson. Let's come to Jeremiah 18 and let's find out something very important for us to understand and realize. And I want you to learn this lesson and remember it, which is this. Every human being in the whole world is always under judgment from God. Not that God is looking down on your life. He doesn't have to do it. He does it by choices, by His laws, for blessing or cursing, depending on whether there is loving obedience or not. And if there's disobedience, God is going to judge you by the automatic results of your actions. If you steal, if you lie, if you commit adultery, if you commit idolatry, there are automatic penalties that go with it. Just like the law of gravity. If you drop something, it falls. If you sin against God, you automatically bring a penalty. And those penalties accumulate and become curses. And then those accumulate on a national basis, and God looks at every nation and sees what they are doing. And here is the judgment that He makes for the nations and every individual. Now, this is quite a lesson. So we need this as a background before we go to Romans 1 and see how this got started and see the automatic penalties that God brings. Let's begin here. First of all, Jeremiah was told to go down to the house of a potter. And the potter had a spinning wheel where he made a vessel. And he could make it whatever he wanted to. And if it didn't turn out the way he wanted to, he'd smash it down, begin again, and build another. So God told Jeremiah, I want you to learn a lesson from this potter that you just watched. Verse 5. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you even as this potter, says the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. If at any time I speak concerning a nation or concerning a kingdom, to pluck it up, to pull it down, and to destroy it. So who's in charge of all the nations? God is. He's given that administration to the angels. They carry out His will. So just put in your notes Daniel, the 4th chapter, and you read it. Because that is an epistle from the first emperor of the whole Gentile system that was to follow right on down to the return of Christ. that God gave a personal lesson to. And it was this: God rules in the kingdoms of men and gives it to whomsoever he wills, and sets up over it the basest of men. Now he does that when the sins accumulate. You want to think about what's happening in the United States of America and who our leaders are and why we have them? Because spiritually, we have been against God. And that is a judgment of God against us. Everyone said, well, how did this happen? Why did this happen? Because the ministers from the pulpit and the individuals in the land refused to keep the commandments of God and wanted to go their own way and demanded prosperity their way. So we have a lying, cheating financial system from head to toe. So spiritually, economically, and politically, we are coming closer and closer and closer to a collapse. Why? The answer is right here. Jeremiah 18, verse 7. If at any time I speak concerning a nation or concerning a kingdom, to pluck it up and to pull it down and to destroy it. God is the one who's doing it. He uses human instrumentalities to do it. All as a result of the collective choice of the majority of people in any nation. You think about that with all the empires of the past that I mentioned, and we're also going to see that one of the main shoots, as it were, slides of the downfall was corruption and sex. That's why. Now let's continue on. If that nation against whom I have spoken will turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do to them. That's quite a statement, isn't it? Is there enough change in the United States of America to go back to the Constitution where they put God's name in it, and every state starts out in their preamble of the Constitution mentioning God Almighty? Will they return to their word and begin to follow God or not? Now, in some recent elections here in the United States, many women have come to the fore because they have become now more honest than the men, more understanding and wise than the men. And I call that the Deborah effect. Because in ancient Israel, when the men got politically and morally and governmentally so inept that Deborah became a judge, and her husband Barak said, oh, when God said go to war, oh, Deborah, if you go with me, I will go. She said, God commanded to go, but if I go, you know it's a woman's victory. So can we say, will the Deborah effect hold back the hand of the correction of God in America? We don't have very long to wait and see. We'll find out. But you see, nevertheless, don't count on that as removing all the penalties that God is bringing, because it's just like the law of gravity. It's going to pull, 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 unless there is repentance, like he says here. If it turned from the evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do to it. Now, verse 9. And if at any time I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build it and plant it, if it does evil in my sight, that it not obey my voice. See, God expects all the nations of the world to obey the word of God in the letter. And that was the mission of all the 12 tribes of Israel, to take the word of God to the nation so they would know what law really is. and who has blessed them. But God gave that as the mission to the 12 tribes of Israel, among whom the modern descendants are United States and Canada and Great Britain, Northwestern Europe, Australia and New Zealand and South Africa. And South Africa is already suffering from the punishment against God. And that is coming here to your neighborhood very soon. Now he says, if it does evil in my sight that it not obey my voice, then I will repent of the good with which I said I would do them good. Is that not happening? Look around everywhere. Look around. Check every state. Look at the weather. Look at the crops. Look at the state of the people. Look at the state of the sexuality of it. And couple all of that together with their idolatry, all of their pleasures, all of their sins, all of their gamblings, everything that they do, the hate, the killing, the criminal thing that is there. And you're going to learn, and you're going to understand one very powerful thing. Because of the sexual sins coupled with abortion, there have been 55 million murders of innocent babies in the womb. And that's just about exactly the number of legal and illegal aliens in America. So for every abortion, an illegal alien comes, sent by God, to take you down, to destroy you, because you despise God. You despise His Word. You decide, oh, I'm going to commit adultery. You know, today, a good date is, the man says, I brought my Viagra. Did you take your birth control pill? Think of it. That's the very heart and core of what we're doing here, you see. And that's what you need to understand. And we will find out in the next Obsessed with Sex how it happened. That's why you need to, with Church at Home, download the 14 Rules of Bible Study and go through them. Then you also need to write for this book, Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which, and this will tell you how religiously we have created a society that is in the trouble that it is in now, and how we are in the vortex of just like a whirlwind of a downward sucking pull being brought down. And if you want a future, get a glimpse of the future, of how it's going to be. Why don't you carefully study what's going on in the state of Arizona with all the illegal aliens and all the crime and all the hatred, everything that's going on with that? Because I tell you by the word of God, unless there is repentance, that is our future. Do you like that? Is that what you want? So don't look at me as some religious nut. And don't anyone dare say, oh, you are a cult. Because we're not. If preaching the truth of God is a cult, that is telling you how upside down everything really is. Because the truth of the matter is, those Christian religions of this nation are the ones who are the cause of these problems with preaching their lawlessness, and they, in fact, are a cult because they do not obey the voice of God. They do not teach the truth of God. So this is why Church at Home, this is why we cover these subjects, and we're going to cover them in depth so that we know, so that we can all learn together. You can learn. And you need to start getting your life turned around with God. Go to other videos that we have. Hello, God. Do you know I'm out there? Can a man be right with God? Yes, you can. But you have to choose to repent and seek out God with all your heart. Well, once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And please be sure and use our other website, cbcg.org. We have hundreds of in-depth studies there which help restore original Christianity for today. So until next time, this is Fred Calder saying, so long, everyone.